We are now up to Siman Kuf Tzadik Beis, and we'll be doing the entire Siman. Sif Aleph. This is the beginning of the halachas of Zimun. Hayu hamesubin gimel. If three people ate together, chayovin bezimun. They are chayev to do Zimun. What is Zimun? Sha'omer echad mehem nevarech shachalnu mishalo. One of them says, nevarech shachalnu mishalo. Vehein onim v'yomrim bar shachalnu mishalo v'tuvachayinu. They answer, bar shachalnu mishalo v'tuvachayinu. V'chozeron bar shachalnu mishalo v'tuvachayinu. And then, Baruch atah Hashem alkeinu melech olam hazon es ha'olam. So this is the mitzvah of Zimun. Chazal were metaken it based on the psukim first, gadlu l'ashem iti unaroma ma shemo yachdav. Meaning, it is gadlu l'ashem iti, one person is calling to two others to be meromim Hashem yachdav. To be gadol Hashem, to talk of his godless with him. And Rom Mashmei Yachdav, and the other pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I Lashon Yachid, Havu Godol Elokeinu Lashon Rabim. The Mishnah Berurah mentions the Zohar that says that you should never just start with Baruch Shachalnu, with Nevarach Shachalnu, but what you're supposed to do is start with a saying, something in one form or another, of Bo Unavorech, as a Hachana to Benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is where the minhag of Rabosai Nevel and Bench and Rabosai Nevarech comes from. And the minhag is to answer to that, Yehi Shem Hashem Varach Matov Yad Olam. Now, with regard to the Nusach of Zimun, first of all, the first time the Mezamein says it, he says Nevarech Shachalom Mishalo and does not say Uv Tuvo Chayinu. He's not supposed to say it yet. Only after the other two say it does he answer Uv Tuvo Chayinu. After he says, Baruch Shachalom Shalom Tavachayinu, there's a machlokis if one answers Amen, if the other two people are to answer Amen to the Mezamein, and the Mishnah Berurah says that the Minig is not to answer. Now, furthermore, the Mechaber says right after Baruch Shachalom Shalom Tavachayinu, immediately he says, Baruch Atah Hashem. There is a shiloh of whether or not to begin with Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says that a Yachid who is benching does not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Even in the case of Zimun, it is only the Mezamein that says Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo before he starts benching, not everybody else. Further, the Mechaber now goes into the various Nuschos, Vimhin Dalit, if there are four of them, so that not only is it three, but it's three in addition to the Mezamein, Yachalom or Baruch Hu Shachal Mishalo. He doesn't have to say Nevorech, because even without him there's enough for a Zimun. So he could use a Lashon of Baruch Hu. Aval Yosir Tov Lomer Nevorech Shalol Hotzi Atzmo Min HaKlal. Whereas, even though he is not really needed, he should still say Nevorech in order that he be included in it. In the case of three, where outside of the Mezamen there were only two other people, what if he said Baruch Hu instead of Nevarech? The Mishnah Berurah says that B'diyevet, he's probably Yotze. He is Yotze. Further, V'imei Masorah Tzorach Lahaskir Es Hashem. With Asorah, Chazal were metaken mentioning the shame. What is that? Sha'omer Nevarech Elokeinu. You say Nevarech Elokeinu. You don't say Nevarech Leilokeinu, you say Nevarech Elokeinu, he'll soon tell us, Vein Omrim Baruch Elokeinu. Vein Lomer Nevarech Leilokeinu Balamid. Because we find in the Psukim it says Baruch Hu Amim Elokeinu, it doesn't say Leilokeinu. So from there we learn out that the Lashon of Baruch, as it transfers to Hashem, does not need the preposition of Lamid. Now, Vein Omrim Baruch Elokeinu, Vein Lomer Nevarech Leilokeinu Balamid, Uvein shiu asara omea o elef aribo kachem avarchim. Although there's a different day in the Mishnah, the halacha is that after 10, they continue to say in Varech Lakenu the same thing that we do for 10. V'chol ha-meshana mizeh ha-nusach, anyone who changes, kagon. And now the Mechaber lists off several things that people may be tempted to change. First of all, nevarech al ha-mozen she'achalnu, which is the losing ha-mishnah, in the case of Asara, he mentions Ala Mazon Shachalnu. So, if someone does, in the case where you don't have a minyan, you just say Ala Mazon Shachalnu, Varech Ala Mazon Shachalnu, it's mashma that you're thanking for the mazon only, so you couldn't be talking about Hashem, because he gives us lots of other things. So, it must be that you're talking about the Balabayis instead of Hashem. But if you have 10 people, then you're allowed to say it, we'll see soon, because you're mentioning the shame, so everyone knows it's not the Balabayis. O Sha'omer, Lemi Sha'achalnu Mishalo. the lashon of lamisha chalam ishalo sounds like the balabayas. Osha omra b'makom uvtuvo mituvo, some of the good, which means just a little bit. Obamakam chayinu omra chayim, or he says chayim, because then you're excluding yourself from the klal. Hareze bur, in all of these cases, the person's an amoretz. Ukeshehim asara, whereas if he says the shame, kivin shemaskirin as hashem, yachalomun varach lakenu alamozun shachalnu mishalo, because there everybody knows that you're not talking about the balabayas, because you already mentioned Hashem's name. What happens if neither the mezamein nor the onim said elokeinu by asara, and yecholim lachzor, they cannot go back and say it again with elokeinu because they were yotze zimun? Was if they didn't yet answer him, he's allowed to say the shame, and they are allowed to say the shame, and then he goes back and says the shame. In fact, if he didn't say the shame, they did say the shame. When he then says Baruch Elokeinu, he's allowed to say Elokeinu. He's allowed to say the shame the second time since they already said it.